You are tuned to Radio Margaritaville. Kirsten here, and we are out on the summer school tour in Frisco, Texas. Date number two, and I'm backstage with Jimmy. How are you?
How are you? I'm good. Kirsten, how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Following Todd Snyder on the radio. I like that.
Yes. I enjoy that song. All right, guy.
I like that, yeah. I feel like that sometimes. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like I might have been inspiring there or something. I don't know. Yeah, we're Texas. The weather came around.
Finally.
Oh. We've been praying to the weather gods here. It was pretty nasty. If you're in Houston now, you know what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was a trip getting down here.
Oh, yeah. Well, and now, but it's beautiful blue skies here, and it looks pretty good out there.
Wonderful. So something I wanted to talk to you about.
Yep.
Bob Dylan did an interview recently, and, you know, he mentioned a few guys as his favorite artists. He mentioned, you know, Randy Newman and Warren Zevon, John Prine, Guy Clark, but the first name out of his lips was yours. How do you feel about that?
Humbled. Obviously, people have sent me. I didn't know about it because, you know, we were working, and somebody sent me an email about it, and then I read it, and I went, wow, you know, yeah, I'm very, you know, I guess, you know, if you work hard enough, some people like what you do. So when it happens to be Bob Dylan, I'm humbled and honored, you know. I mean, shoot, that's about it. As an old folky particularly, you know. I don't need any other awards than that.
Yeah, and he's even covered Pirate, right? Lux of 40?
He did Pirate, yeah. Mm-hmm. I knew that, and I'd heard it because he did it. He did it with Joan Baez in, like, in the 80s somewhere. And every now and then somebody will see a show and said that he did it. So when you got Jack Johnson and Bob Dylan doing your songs, I'm okay with that.
And speaking of favorite artists, who are some of yours? I mean, I know we play a lot of them.
Well, the funny
under
thing was, because I did read that Dylan art piece, and Gordon Lightfoot was always a great influence on me and one of my favorite writer performers going all the way back there. I just think Gordon was a great songwriter. And it's kind of funny, a lot of those people on Bob's list are my guys, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, from Randy Newman to Warren Zevon, and I loved Guy Clark, you know, a Texan. It's interesting, you know, and then, of course, I'd put Joni Mitchell in there with mine, and Bruce Coburn, and Jesse Winchester. So, yeah, I've got my own little one, but it's great that we kind of share similar taste in songwriters.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. And you've always got something up your sleeve. You've got a new restaurant in Hawaii and a surf museum.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but that was what was going on in the winter. Now we're back on the summer school tour, so I have been back here focusing on this, and we had a great first show over in Atlanta the other night, and it's always great to come to Texas. I have done enough shows in Texas to know to come in April before it turns 120.
Yes.
So yes. We're here for that reason. Another reason is that I've always said many, many years ago when work was kind of scarce and sketchy, Texas always pretty supported me. And literally, I was living in Florida and couldn't get much work on the East Coast, but I was working more in Texas than anywhere else in the country, and I don't forget that.
Yeah, we've got a great live music scene here.
Yeah. And, you know, then it's a great – music is a part of the culture of Texas. That's just simply it. People really love music here. It's part of what they do.
Yeah, it's very intertwined. And, you know, the other night in Atlanta, you played Yellow Submarine.
I don't know how, we're just, it's one of those goof around songs at rehearsal, but, you know, I was just kind of looking at stuff, and it was kind of fun, and you get to that point of the show, and I'll try anything once, there's a big room of the quick and miserable failures, but, you know, it's just one of those songs live. It's like, you know, well, we did Everybody Must, Rainy Day Women on the last tour, just because that happened because we were rehearsing once, or we did a small show at the Fillmore in San Francisco, and we did it just because I was kind of do songs of the old Fillmore people that had been there, and people just picked up on it. So you never know what everybody's going to like, and Yellow Submarine just came about. I said, it came to me because there was this show up in New York last month where Ringo and McCartney were together and they played. And, you know, and that song was always a big favorite in the old select down in St. Bart's in the old days. That and Oh No, 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 the Ringo thing. So we just did it. And it was so much fun, and people seemed to like it, so we're going to do it again.
Very cool.
So yeah. It'll be in there every now and then.
I was out in the parking lot today, and one of the parrot heads who'd been to the Atlanta show, he was like, oh, that Yellow Submarine, Jimmy did it better than the Beatles. It was great.
Oh, my God. it was always a great, fun song. I mean, if you think about it in terms of what the Beatles were doing then, Yellow Submarine was probably one of the more... I loved it because, you know, it's such a lighthearted kind of thing, and it just, and everybody's on it immediately, and yeah. We'll see if it works here.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
All right, Kirsten, take care, and thanks again to everybody for listening out there, and have fun. And we're in Texas tonight, back on the East Coast next week, and then finishing in Florida.
Great.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.